This is Stephanie.
And this is Joseph.
And welcome back.
Yep. I think I always say yep. This is what I do.
It's what we all do.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Okay. Well, anyways, I guess the last we was at home, and we've taken a few local camping trips.
Are you trying to recap from last week?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we're planning on going. We're getting things set up so we can go back to the fort for Halloween. So we'll pick it up on the day we left, which is the 25th of October. We had a few things to do before we left, so we got a late start. So you said you had
the two little ones had swim class. I think that day. I think I combined them to one day so that they wouldn't be so far behind.
And Andrew had, or no, Henry had baseball practice.
Yes. So we left after all that.
Yeah. So practice ended about 5, so we probably got back. I'm sure the camper, we must have set up the camper at the road and unhooked, I would think.
Yeah.
Because there'd be no way we could have prepared and did all that before. So we must have had it stationed at the in the front of the house on the road, and then we hooked up and left that evening.
Yeah, I went and got tacos so that we could have supper. I went and got tacos so that we could have supper before we left, or kind of on the road. So yeah, and that's when I figured out that if you want soft tacos or crunchy tacos, you got to tell them.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you just said yeah. We just got the family pack of tacos, which is like 12, and then you got a few more. But I think the kids were on crunchy, right?
Yeah, they were so excited to have like the crunchy taco, or what they call them, the chip tacos. And then so I ordered them thinking that's, you know, how tacos just come is just normally like that from Taco Bell. I don't think I've ever ordered at Taco Bell before. I didn't realize that, you know.
Yeah, you're a Taco Bell newbie.
Yeah, you had to actually tell them what you wanted, because I expected either them to ask me soft or crunchy, or, you know. But no, it was just all soft tacos.
Yeah, Taco Bell was a big part of my childhood, but you never had it, did you?
No, growing no.
Up, your family's not a very big.
My brother loves Taco Bell.
Yeah, I guess your parents. So that's probably the reason.
And like me growing up, I wasn't never a big fan of tacos. So
just because you wasn't exposed to it,
that could be it. That could be it. But yeah, so I got us everybody some tacos before we picked up and headed out.
Yeah. They were the Supreme ones, though, right? Didn't they have like the lettuce and stuff? I was trying to think if they, because they charge. No, okay, yeah, it's not important. Anyway,
no, I don't think I got the Supreme. I think they asked me, and I was like, "No, the regular."
Yeah, I was just trying to think if the regular has lettuce or not. I know. I think the Supreme is supposed to have like sour cream and tomatoes. I think is what makes it a Supreme, but I don't know. It's not important. So important. So we left that evening. We still had daylight savings time, so we had some daylight. So because it was late October, I think daylight savings time is the next weekend. Like it ends.
Okay. Yeah.
Which
I think it like is it not in November when it ends?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. This is the end of October. Next following week is November.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So so we headed south. I don't remember much about the actual drive. I don't remember going through Atlanta.
It was pretty uneventful. I think we was planning on first trying to stop before Atlanta, because, I mean, all the way down to where we went is a pretty long drive. And I don't know if we even stopped for like a rest stop or something like any. Okay. So.
Yeah. Stopping for a rest area you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't even remember doing that, because I remember we were sitting there and like I sit in the middle of the truck. And my back like hurts, and you know, it just, after I sit there for a long while, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because we're six of us is in a standard truck, and you're sitting on the bench with like hardly any padding where the armrest would usually go down. So
yeah. That's what I said.
It looks like we stopped at Bucky's, maybe. I have it like marked. I don't know for sure if we stopped there, but more than likely we probably did, just to refuel if we didn't stop it. Yeah, I think we've been doing that more lately. Like in the past, we would stop at truck stops, but we've had a little bit better luck at stopping at Bucky's because we usually hit it off hours.
Yeah.
So I think it was that evening. So I think we stopped there and refueled before we made it to our where we're staying for the night.
So which, that was the one that was north of Atlanta, right?
No, it was the one south.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, it would probably been pretty late when we have gotten there. So
yeah.
So yeah, because I know it was late when we got to the actual campground, the one that we usually stop at between Atlanta and Florida, which is Carol Sausage.
Yeah, we talked about it before. It's the one with the big peanut.
But with the thing with this one is they've changed the way that you register. I remember that we just went in and just found a spot and was going to pay in the morning. But then, like, when you went in to pay in the morning, you had to go in and, like pay online through, like, registering for to reserve a camping spot.
Yeah. I mean, they say do that, and we didn't. But, I mean, I've never been, which I'm sure nobody has. So it's a convenience. It's not a convenience store. It's a store of some type with like different foods.
Store.
A country store. Yeah, that's it. And they have the campground, the RV resort, I guess, behind the campground. So, or behind the camping store. So, I mean, you just pretty much just drive there. There's a bunch of pull-in sites. They're easy to access. So, I mean, that's just what we
do. Yeah, full hookup. And I think it's a butcher as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they have a lot of meat in there.
Yeah.
So
we got there, it looks like right at midnight is what I have.
I know it was late.
And we stayed there. Well, so we made it in. We parked. Like I said, there's a handful. They probably have like, how many do you think? Like 50 to 70 sites?
I think it's about 40.
I think it's more than that.
Okay.
But they usually just have 5 or 10 people staying there. And they also have a Harvest Host, like just in their gravel parking lot. But with Harvest Host, which we're members, you're supposed to buy $30 worth of merchandise, I believe. Or maybe they just charge $30. I can't remember how.
No, I think you're supposed to buy $30 worth of merchandise.
Well, it depends on the place, though. Like, but you think that place is $30?
Because I think most of the time they don't want them to actually charge you for being at Harvest Host. You're supposed to voluntarily buy things or
it's not donate. Voluntary.
Yeah.
It's not voluntary because if you don't and you're reported, then if you have 3 strikes, you're out of the subscription. So it's not voluntary. So it's people, I'm sure people use the service and they get around and they park in the parking lot and they just take off. And probably 95% of the time, the Harvest Host doesn't report you. But, you know, it can always happen where they will report. And then, like, if you have 3 strikes, they kick you out of the membership. So.
But yeah, like you're supposed to spend like $30 and then, but the place like there, it's what, 40 for full hookup?
Yeah. And plus you get a $10. No, it was 40. And I'm not sure this time it's 40. They've moved it up to 45. But yeah.
But then you get $10 credit in the store to spend in the store. So, I mean, with full hookup and stuff, it's pretty much worth it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so. Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, $30 for a full hookup is pretty good after you, I guess, spend their money. But yeah. So, anyway. So, we made it there late. And I guess we stayed till close to 10, like 9 something. So, we probably try to catch up on sleep and recover.
Because the place was going to next, I'm sure there was probably a check-in time. And we knew how long it would probably take us to get there. So... it was one of those things. It's kind of waiting so that we're not super early to the place that we're supposed to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to figure out, like, what we did. Let me see. Sorry, I'm just looking at the details. So, our next place we're staying is a city park close to Winter Garden where we're getting the camper's awning repaired, and they're just going to go
do check over,
which I don't know if they did. But anyway, so we left that morning, headed the rest of the way to Florida. We stopped at the rest area on the south side of Gainesville, which in Gainesville, it is truly the swamp. I mean, if you're a college football fan, they're called, it's called the swamp, and you understand once you drive through it, because to right around Gainesville, there's this huge swamp that you drive through it. And usually you see alligators there.
Yeah, as you're driving, I'm always kind of looking out the window, seeing if I can see some out in the water. But yeah, there's a pretty good, and I think it's a national, like a reserve or something like that, where that swamp is.
Yeah.
So.
But so it looks like we got there around lunchtime. We probably had lunch, I guess. I mean, maybe. Yeah. Do you remember anything? You have anything on that?
I know that I can't remember, like, when we got there. I know that you went in to get the site and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, we must have arrived there pretty early because I have it, like, so from the rest area, we left at 1, and it said we drove a couple hours. So we got there, I guess, around 3 to check in.
Yeah, that's probably about, that's usually the check-in times of places. It's 3-ish, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is a gorgeous city park.
Yes, it's a good city park, and if you had a smaller travel trailer, Airstream, it'd be ideal because it's a city park. So there's a bunch of what's those trees called?
Live oaks
everywhere. They're hanging over the roads. So the roads to get into the city park and get into the campsite is very windy,
mm-hmm, with
and very stressful
and low branches everywhere. But yeah, like, I mean, it was gorgeous with all the live oaks and stuff. Like once we actually got in there and parked, it was okay.
Well, yeah.
Until the next morning.
Yeah. Well, actually leaving wasn't easy either, but getting in was the most difficult.
Cause I mean, this whole city park campground had what, 20 sites?
Yeah, it's pretty small.
And you just go around this small little loop.
It's funny because they didn't have a lot of sites, but a lot of the sites were empty. But for whatever reason, they gave us a very difficult one to get into, and there wasn't any like open. So I don't know if they were reserved for later, or people come and go. I don't know.
But most of the ones you saw that was there, there was tents and smaller campers. So.
Yeah, true. But so when we made the circle, our site was like, what, second or third from leaving the circle?
Yeah, I think it's the second from leaving the circle.
So we got out, we examined it like we always did. It was really tight. Yes. And it wouldn't be so bad if there wasn't a huge live oak. I think it was a live oak on the other side of the road. So, and it was at like a right angle mm-hmm. back in, driver's side back in.
And then there was like a post or something on one side of the camp where we turned in and a post on the other side.
So apparently next to us was a camp host. And I kind of asked his... you know, what he thought about it. He's like, oh, yeah, fifth wheels come and go, and they can get in here all the time. Like, okay. So I started backing in. I was cutting it sharp, and I remember, I think you stopped me because wasn't I about to jackknife?
Yeah, he was about to hit it into
the fifth wheel part was a hitch. Was about to jackknife into the cab of the truck. We didn't actually extend it back.
No, we didn't. We didn't extend it back.
I don't know why we didn't do that.
Because, we've never done it before. So we just, I mean, it would have probably given us a little bit more clearance in order to do that. But
yeah, sharper angle. And the road was narrow. And the way we had to like back in, you couldn't like go forward a lot further and then start the back end because the way the road curved.
Yeah,
because
it was just, it's curvy. It's like a snake, not snakes. The way the road was.
Snake knife.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't know. It took probably, what, 4 or 5 attempts to get in?
Yes. And I do remember that the camp host, his suggestion was they go through those two trees all the time. Like, it was in between two big live oaks to pull up into it and then back in. So, you're just going into the grass.
There's no way. Because as much as you had to... make that tight a turn, your truck has to whip out, and I couldn't do that because I would hit the hit the live oak with the truck. So anyway, we slowly but surely fit. And I was pretty close to just saying, forget it, I'll go find somewhere else. And if I had to do it again, I would have stayed at that Thousand Trails across the road from where we were getting the camper serviced.
Oh, yeah. But there was one there. Yeah, wasn't there?
There's one growing Thousand Trails. But for whatever reason, I was like, hey, this looks really nice. It was like close to like the lakes and stuff because we would have a lot of time to kill. We thought we could just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what my thought was. But anyway, it was cheap too. Yeah, it was one of the neighbors. So
and it has a really, like across the road, it's a really nice playground.
Oh, yeah. I would love to go back, but I don't think I would ever put this camper back into that situation again. But
we did it.
We made it. Mosquitoes were terrible.
They were bad.
I think I was stressed out, and I think I just worked that evening because I didn't work hardly at all that day because we were driving. You were outside with the kids. I guess you did a lot of school work.
Yeah, we did some school. Yeah.
And then we went to, they had a playground the kids played on. And then we walked across to a bigger playground, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we got settled that evening. It wasn't a full hookup, was it? No, it wasn't.
I think it was just water and electric.
Okay.
But we didn't like, usually in those situations, especially if we know it's just going to be one night, we won't take showers and stuff like that because, I mean, you're camping. You can be gross.
We weren't camping, but I don't call that camping.
Yeah.
It's just, we were just finding a place to stay for the night because we had that appointment the next day. So, woke up super early the next morning because we're supposed to be there at 8, I think.
Yeah. So, as soon as, when they opened, they was like, get here as soon as you can.
So, got up before the sun rose, hooked up. We kind of made a game plan with the walkie-talkies.
It was first the earbuds.
Oh, yeah. Everybody with their phones. That didn't work. We tried to do like a conference call with Andrew and Henry and you and me.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, we had the boys stationed at each tree just so we weren't getting too close. And I don't think getting out of the site was that bad.
No, we just wanted to make sure that we wasn't going to hit anything and walking it out too, because at a certain time of night, this campground shut their main gate. There was always like an exit you could go through, but like we went and we looked and was like, I don't think that we can go through there.
There's hanging live oaks and yeah. So we wait till the person that's running the park showed up and he opened the gate. And I remember us like with all those live oaks and the Spanish moss and everything, it was scraping the top of the camper like leaving. So, and I hit a big pothole. I remember that.
Yeah, there was a big one, wasn't there?
Yeah. So, I wonder if that's what happened to that tire.
I don't know.
Because it was driver's side front. So, yeah. But anyway, so we got out of there and we made it to our appointment at, what is it called? Giant Recreation World?
Yes.
It's like any other service department. It's... don't expect a lot.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you get here early, we'll take care of you. Of course, I got up there, had to wait for somebody to finally wait on me. We unhooked and then we headed back to pretty close to where we stayed, that playground.
Yeah.
And spent the afternoon.
And now, is this the time, didn't we also go grocery shopping, or was that another time we went grocery shopping?
No. We did after. So we went to the park. I worked, the kids did school, and then they played at the playground, the boys fished. So we spent up until lunchtime doing that, and then we went to that street taco place. Remember?
Street taco.
They had a Little Caesars, and Andrew and Juliet got that, and then the rest of us got the taco place.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
So we did that, and while I was ordering, I got a call saying our camper is ready. So we ate and then we went across the road to Aldi's to get groceries before we picked up the camper.
And I guess Andrew and maybe the kids was in the truck because we still had the dogs at this point. So we couldn't just be like, you know, leave him in the truck and
go. We just took Henry, right?
Maybe it was just Henry.
I think we just took Henry in.
Inside and then left the kids and Andrew in the truck with the dogs.
Yeah. So he's over 14, so it's legal. So, but I mean, it's oldies and it's a good part. I mean, it's Winter Garden. So yeah. it was fun. So we got groceries, went across. I think we had to wait on the guys again, right? It seemed like it took a while
to come out
because they had like a forklift or something blocking our camper.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we couldn't actually
line up, so it took a while, and then they kind of walked me through the repairs or the awning, I guess. Come to find out, they replaced the whole awning and they replaced it with an awning that the awning light didn't work. But we found out that later. You loaded up the groceries, right?
Yeah, I put them in the camper, like the refrigerator.
And same, like I remember the panic of us like trying to do that quickly because they were like kind of standing around waiting for us to get the camper out of the slot.
And then it was like, while you was trying to back up, they was like staring at us. So it's like, that's even, you know, more stressful.
I didn't even notice that. But
yeah, I did.
But yeah, so we did all that, hooked up, and then we made the, 30-minute drive to Fort?
Yes, to the Fort. We're going back to the Fort Wilderness.
So, yeah, so.
And there was another adventure in that because it's right at Halloween time and the fort is crazy. And we have two separate reservations for the fort. So I didn't know if we would.
Continue going?
Yeah.
What are you talking about reservations? Oh, about.
Because it was supposed to be like at full hookup and then like on Halloween moved to preferred.
Correct. Yeah. We originally had three different reservations. I was able to combine them to two, but we were supposed to start with full and then move to preferred. Yeah. But when we got to the front gate, talked to them, say, hey, I have two different reservations, but we're supposed to stay until this long. And then they were able to just get us in preferred for the same price as full hookup and preferred, which full hookup's cheaper, preferred's a step up. Premier's even more expensive. So, yeah. And Disney's good with that. I mean, they'll work with you.
Yeah, they will. We've never camped in preferred. And the thing about preferred, I think it's 100, 200, and 300, right?
Correct.
Loops. And they're the older part of the campground. Like the first one's built. So when they built this campground, it was. When did they build the campground?
1971.
All right. So. The campers were not as big as they are now. Like, having a huge camper was not a thing.
I mean, I would say mainly there were tents. I guess there was, like, older campers that long. I haven't researched when all that started, but.
They're smaller. It's harder to get in and out of them. And
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like
these. Not as bad as that Magnolia Park.
Oh, yeah, that Magnolia Park was awful. But a lot of people don't want. If you have big campers to go into the preferred because
not a lot of people. There's a few Karens on Facebook that like to stir up trouble and complain about everything.
Well, I mean, some people ask, well, I have preferred and I have this long, can I fit it? And some are very positive, like, oh yeah, you can get to it. And some are like, oh, I wouldn't try it.
That's probably what I'm saying. There's always a few.
And I mean, it's probably those people who don't have the experience of like actually maneuvering and knowing they just want to go for the huge ones that would make it easier. But then you'd also have some of those for premium because premium is supposed to be easier to get into because they're bigger. But some of them. There still would be hard to get into.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't remember what our site number is in the 100s, right?
Yeah, it's like 104 or something like that.
Okay. So it was a driver's side back end.
Mm-hmm, it was.
There was a lot of brush, and it was pretty much like it wasn't the easiest back end. And I don't know. It was after everything we went through that day. I think I think when you're back in the end, it's all about your mindset. And if I had to do it on another day, I don't think I would have as much trouble. But we went from getting out of Magnolia, dropping off the camper, working, picking up the camper, grocery shopping, and then trying to, and then driving through Winter Garden to the fort, and then back into a site. So at this point, I'm a little frazzled. It wasn't easy back in, but it wasn't super difficult. And I've backed into Preferred like boom after that. Like yeah. We've been there since, and it's like no problem. I backed in, but this time there was a line of people, golf carts. I think a car or two was waiting on us.
Bicyclist, everything.
So they're waiting on us to back in. It took probably 3 to 4 attempts. Like, and I think you was a little frazzled too, because you was like telling me to stop when I really didn't have to stop. And I was, because you was in the back of the camper looking at trees and making sure we're not too close to the electrical and everything. And I'm just like, I see this line of cars. I have Andrew outside watching the trees and everything. And I just want to get into that site. So it took a few times, three or four.
I mean, and there's a truck kind of across from us that was really close to the road.
Yeah. And that happens a lot where you're supposed to park. So you have park in your site, and sometimes they're like hanging out. So I had Henry in the cab watching vehicles, had Andrew outside watching trees, and you was in the back watching the camper back in. And it took a while, but we got it in. And then come to find out we don't know this about us, but somebody's complaining about these people trying to get fifth wheels into sites they don't belong in.
And it's like, it's like 43-foot fifth wheels. And it's like, well, one thing, we don't have a 43-foot fifth wheel.
We're 36-foot.
So.
36.9. So we're 37. But we're not a huge fifth wheel.
No, we're not.
We've seen some huge fifth wheels there. And Preferred, but we're not that. We feel big. But anyway, we finally made it. It's a, 27th? So we have a few days to get set up for Halloween.
Yes.
We don't have to move. We can enjoy Halloween. We have our golf cart reserved for 2 nights. So we're all set up to enjoy the fort.
Yeah.
So I think that was good enough for this time. So we're running about 30 minutes and we can actually talk about the activities of Halloween.
Halloween
next time.
The fort. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to 4 kids, 2 dogs, and 1 RV.
Bye.
Bye-bye.